Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You have to feel a little bit bad for Tommy and guys like Tommy.
What'd I do?
Well, in the last few months, there's been a ton of stuff in the greater Rochester area that young people have gotten excited about.
Yeah, punk-ass fest.
Are we talking about the Five?
Oh, yeah.
The new flea markets that we brought up here?
Yeah, but it's like vintage crap that I used to own.
Yeah. New bars and restaurants, electric scooters and bikes, and all of these things you hate.
Mm-hmm.
Partly because you're old, mm-hmm. and partly because you're crotchety.
They're not for you.
Ain't.
But tell me if I'm wrong here. You also hate these things because you feel like you're being left out.
Well, I am.
Okay.
I mean, I'm paying for half of this stuff through my taxes. I can't even use it.
You don't mean I'm paying any of it.
How do you know?
Because you live in Pittsburgh.
Everything's subsidized.
Okay. I got some good news, old crazy buddy.
What's going on?
There's something that could be coming to our area that has old-ass people excitement written all over it.
Good.
You hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Tommy,
mm-hmm.
did you know there are over 60 shipwrecks at the bottom of the eastern part of Lake Ontario?
No.
Well, now you do.
How am I going to see them?
Near us, dozens.
Scuba?
Dozens of historic wrecks lay at the bottom of the drink, representing 200 years of history.
Yeah.
Okay. And it looks like the community is going to try and take advantage of that. Lawmakers are looking to make our area a national marine society.
Damn.
According to News 8, there's less than 20 of these in the country. So think like a national park, but underwater.
Right.
Okay, great. And if it happened here, you would get all these old ship dicks.
These are old battle wagons that went to the bottom.
Okay.
From the battle.
A minute ago, you didn't even know they were there, and now you're explaining what's at the bottom of the lake.
Most old man thing ever. Did you know? No. Did you know?
Let me tell you about this thing.
Well, think about the wars that were fought around here.
Can I make up a term, a battle wagon? How about that?
You sound like my grandpa. You know how many stories my grandpa's told me about what's at the bottom of the lake? I have no idea if he's just BSing me all these years.
No, but it was the Great Battle of Gates, 1812.
Gates isn't even on the water, stupid.
It's close enough. Back then it was.
Well, no. Okay,
it receded.
It could be battleships. Huh? It could be stuff that was coming from Canada. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Rum.
They're not pirates, you idiot.
Gold in them there shipwrecks.
Why would
people believe that there are there's treasure in some of these shipwrecks.
There could
be. I'm not kidding you.
No, but there could be artifacts that are worth a lot of money.
All right.
What if you find some gold coins?
Why would there be gold on the ships?
Because they had it in their pockets for money.
You know there wasn't a rest area on the way from
Toronto. No, but when they came into Charlotte, they wanted to buy some.
Okay. Okay.
Like a pelt.
Tommy, would you be interested in a local shipwreck tour?
But I'd had to go underwater. I'd had to scuba dive. That's how you're going to see it.
So now, who knows if they invent some kind of Lake Ontario submarine tour you could go on.
Man, I always wanted to be a submariner.
You know you'd sign up for that.
Okay, I think submarine's a little extreme.
It sounds like you're going to have to go dive.
Diving would be part of it. There could also be guided tours around the water where you would go stand above these things. Maybe there would be a glass bottom boat. Maybe there would be cameras that you could watch where they go down and check these things. So you would go to see that.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Why? It's history. You love history as much as I do.
Come on, get on a boat and learn about a guy who didn't know how to captain a ship. Because that's what it is, right?
Well, I mean, sometimes there was tragedies. There were storms that came up.
It's a celebration of all the guys who shouldn't have graduated boat school. 200 years of dunces right here in the greater Rochester area. Come on, man.
What?
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, and he would love to hear all the stories about each ship.
Yeah.
Like, there's, you get to an age where all of a sudden you start caring about The history of boats.
Right, okay, so yeah, like that's what I don't get. This is one of these things that sounds cool until you get stuck on a boat and you got some old boring guy explaining a bunch of things.
Well, that's who it's going to be.
Okay. And they'll show you pictures of what you think is going to be an old wooden ship, but it turns out it's just like wood because it's been down there for 200 years. This plank belonged to the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Not even the same boat, man, or lake.
But that doesn't matter because there is something about boats that attracts all you old dicks like magnets to a fridge.
Well, I think it's the Discovery Channel where they go around the world looking at sunken boats.
Okay. Why? What is it about? And the phone number is 222-6000. All you old guys want to jump in, you young guys that watch your fathers and grandfathers. What is it about boats that old people love?
Well, it's the history of how it went down. So like your number one wreckage, It's like the Rolling Stones of wreckage. It's your Titanic.
Okay.
Number one.
Yeah.
Right? You remember when they actually found it? People were losing their collective crap because they wanted to see what it looked like.
Yeah, and Celine Dion was down there singing her song.
Yeah, amazing, right? Yeah. Think about that. How many movies were made of the Titanic? Yeah.
I can think of one.
No, there was like several.
Name the second.
No.
Name it.
Titanic 2, Electric Boogaloo. Titanic 3, this time it's personal. The Revenge of Titanic. Titanic takes on Mothra.
Lost, by the way.
Yeah. Well, it was a stupid boat made by the Irishman.
And by the way, like you
could put a rivet in.
You're talking about how it's.
We'll get to your point. Because Tommy goes, first off, is the Rolling Stones Titanic. Name a second wreckage.
Lusitania.
Oh.
Damn. All right, you got me on that one.
See, like you're talking about, you know, you're only interested in shipwrecks. No. You're interested in all boats.
Yep.
Floating, new, old.
Crashed.
Yes, crashed. Suck. You name a boat, you're interested in it.
Like if we wanted to take out all guys over 60 in the greater Rochester area, all you have to do is pull a giant boat into the port of Rochester.
Yeah, I'm going
to
go look.
Bro, they're like ants to food in your backyard. It's just like khaki shorts and white New Balances everywhere. Oh, look at that, bro, right there.
So you may have been, do you remember when the Fast Ferry came to town?
Yeah.
The day it pulled in. So we were broadcasting out there. It was like old man Woodstock. The amount of people that showed up to watch that boat, nobody had a ticket, just to watch that thing pull in.
Okay.
It was, people were cheering.
Okay, that I understand.
Both sides of the river, people were going nuts for this thing.
All right, that I get. It's a major moment in Rochester history. You think
and
this
also,
thing's going to work?
Whopping ass boat.
Big ass boat. What I don't get.
300 foot.
What I don't understand.
What?
Is any boat that comes to the Port of Rochester. Because remember, we talked about that.
The tall ships that come to town.
Yeah, it was like an old wooden ship, right?
Yeah. Tall ship, yeah.
No, there was even like scientific ship
that came
3 weeks ago. Yeah. And you got pissed.
The Explorer. Yeah. I missed it.
Why? Why do you want to
see
that
boat? I had tickets
to
Explorer Fest. Couldn't go. Had my fake ID and everything.
Why do you want to go see that boat?
I don't know. It's an awesome piece of machinery. What? And boats have been around since like Jesus.
Which is why boats aren't that impressive. They've been around since Jesus.
It's your first form of transportation besides taking a walk.
No, I bet you there was something before a boat.
No, there wasn't.
Bicycle.
There wasn't anything.
Bicycle.
There was a bicycle? What do you think? Like, I never heard Jesus rode it into Jerusalem on a bicycle.
How do you think he got to the Sermon on the Mount? He didn't have any gears either. He's like, his mount is so
pretty
big.
Pretty sure Jesus could get up a mountain.
What?
Without getting off.
What comes first in the progression of old men interest? Is it planes or boats?
Ooh, good
like
question.
Old planes.
Well, you're
going to
run into more boats than planes, probably.
Well, no, the airport's full of planes all day long.
No, but she's talking like antique-y, like wartime.
No,
yeah,
no,
like
no.
Well, things you would go out of your way to go see.
No, because you don't forget, I grew up down the street from the airport, and they had that little section where you can like park off the side of the road, and there was always old dicks just sitting there watching planes take off.
Yeah.
So you're more
plane pervs.
You're more of a boat than a plane guy?
Yeah. Yeah. Boat one, plane two.
All right.
Car three.
All right, how about this? The Fuddy Duddy, you know, the one with Elmer Fudd on it, that big warplane. Was it B-52?
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Flying Fortress?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Big warbird.
All right. 1 mile that way, Flying Fortress. One mile this way, tall wooden ship.
You only have time to see one.
Where are you going?
I'm going wooden ship.
Wow.
Wooden
you
ship
turn
one.
Your back on America. That's a British ship. I didn't tell you.
What?
You goddamn redcoat. 6000. Some folks in our area are trying to make the water in the eastern part of Lake Ontario, essentially a national underwater park. There are less than 20 of these things in the country. They're called the National Marine Society. Turns out there's 260 shipwrecks at the bottom of Lake Ontario, the eastern part, over the last 200 years, and they think that this would draw tourists in. By the way, there's
globally.
There's a diver who says it's not even worth it. One of the one of the areas that already has this has like 80 different places you could dive down and examine these wrecks, whereas Sodus Point, they use the example, there's only like 8 within diving distance.
Okay. So it wouldn't be enough to get people to come see?
That's what this guy says, but the lawmakers don't want to hear it. They're still pushing forward. Okay. They've been trying since 2017, by the way. How hard is it to make water special?
Yeah, it's just a bill. You just say, okay, now you're a national park.
Yeah, because like I watch a priest do it with his hand like every day.
Oh, okay.
Bada boom, special water.
Bada boom.
He's Italian.
Okay. Well, yeah, no kidding.
There is one way to figure out how successful this would be in bringing in tourists. Because all the other things that we talk about that you hate, right? Mm-hmm. Like the five and the flea markets and the new bars and restaurants, you know, all that stuff. Like that is proven that people are coming into the city to use those things. Okay. Tommy.
Yeah.
Let's say Buffalo was named a national marine area.
Yeah, destination.
Would you drive to go see that?
Sure. Nice day, nothing to do. Yeah, I would.
So you're going to look at shipwrecks in Buffalo?
Yeah, you take a water tour.
Okay.
I've done them.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, we do when we go on vacation.
And by the way, he's driven further to buy a belt. You don't think he's going to drive to Buffalo to see a ship?
Well, when's the last time you went to the warships there in the harbor in Buffalo? Have you ever been?
God, long time ago.
Have you been, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Because like, this is one of those things we're only going to do once. Like, you're not going to get multiple old guys coming back to look at shit.
No, you're right. But I think they're thinking people are going to come in from all over to see this thing.
Okay. Again, thank you for explaining the thing you didn't know existed.
You need a headlining
story.
Boat.
Like, yeah.
To like pull people in. You need, like I said, the stones of sunken ships.
Kimmy, can you Google the most famous sunken ship at the bottom of Lake Ontario? Because maybe if there's a name and a story behind it, you can do this.
Because like you mentioned the Edmund Fitzgerald. That's laying down somewhere.
Yeah.
But I think it's too deep to see.
There's a song about it.
There is? Hey, Edmund Fitzgerald.
You're joking.
He didn't know how to sail. He's at the bottom of the ocean. Yes, everybody knows that.
Well, Gordon I don't know. He's stupid.
It's Gordon Lightfoot,
look at
man.
You now. You're trying to be super smart guy. Gordon Lightfoot. Yeah, I know Gordon Lightfoot. Taxi driver. He's really good.
You need the Gordon Lightfoot tune boat underwater.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Steve. Steve writes us, how about we put Tommy in scuba gear so we can go examine that stuff? He can have fun and we could pull the air out of his mouth and let him drown.
Jesus.
Wow.
Hey, I took scuba lessons. I can tank up and drop.
Do they don't call it that.
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't.
You tank up and drop.
No, you don't. Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever said that.
That's how you drop.
Diving. No, I know. Shut up. Tank up and drop.
You know I studied scuba. I'm perfect like scuba size.
So would you do it? Let's say they had a scuba tour. Would you do it?
Yeah, it's a little murky, but yeah, I'd try it. I think at my age, it might be a little dangerous. But you know what? I'll take my shit.
You went from I'll do it to maybe not. No, I'm not going to do it. In like 7 seconds. Would your wife go on this with you?
She ain't scuba diving.
No, I mean, let's say they had a ship where they had a camera. Oh, yeah, where they're going to. Like, yeah. Okay. All right.
We've taken water tours of places.
Stop saying water tours.
There was a British warship that sank in Lake Ontario in 1780 during the Revolutionary War. That was discovered in 2008.
That's a headliner, man. Yeah. That's Revolutionary War crap.
The largest British warship on the Great Lakes at the time.
So here's the thing. We don't know how close it is.
Big old battle wagon.
Stop calling it battle wagons. We don't know how close it is to us. Like, that could be down by...
Probably closer to Toronto.
Why do you say that? Toronto was the safer spot. Why would it be sunk near where it's supposed to be? It was coming around the corner. Hey, Steve's back. Don't fire the cannonball.
Stop to the casino.
If a British ship is sunk, it's probably close to us.
Mm.
Just like there are probably American ships sunk closer to
Toronto. Well, wait, Fort Niagara.
Okay.
It was underway from Fort Niagara to Oswego.
Take on those Oswego guys.
By the way, I will say this. Mm. As much as I make fun of you for being into old, old ships, my daughter played a hockey tournament in Oswego like 4 years ago. Mm. And where the rink is, it's like an old, what do you call that thing?
Port?
Yeah.
Harbor?
Yeah, but the Army Harbor, we call that.
The harbor?
You know, a guy, like junior lawyer.
So you're talking about
it's a fort. It's just a fort.
A fort. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And like they had all this history, so like while she was inside,
you went to Fort Oswego.
Well, I was just walking around. Like, it was pretty cool.
Okay.
It was discovered between Niagara and Rochester.
Ah.
So somewhere in the middle there.
All right. It's a pretty vast area.
See, because like here's what I was worried about when you were like, we have to have a headliner of a ship.
Well, you need a hook.
I was afraid that your plan was to put a ship out there and sink it.
No, because it would be brand new.
You build an old-looking one.
Yeah, but it still look new.
No, well, what do you make it look
old? I mean,
it's
got Wi-Fi and a USB port. They're going to pick up on that pretty quick. Hey, look, it's got Bluetooth.
Kimmy, would you go see a sunken ship tour?
Like, if I could, if I knew I could actually see it, like, if there was a way you could actually view it while you're on the water, yeah, I would go see it.
Yeah. You know, she's in a sunken chest. Pirate's dream.
I wish you guys could see, whenever Tommy makes a joke about Kimmy, he looks at Kimmy like she's going to be laughing. Like, for 8 years.
Funny, right?
For 8 years, he's made jokes about her chest, and then he looks at her like, finally, this is the one, right? This is the one that's going to get you. All right, let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.